April 22nd, Earth Day, a day when people around the world go the extra mile to care for our delicate planet. A day to remember to recycle, to drive your Prius, to reduce your carbon footprint. And a day where I like to go around telling everyone I see, fuck the Earth. I'm Jack English, and I paid for this ad to tell you about a new and better holiday, April 23rd. Fuck the Earth Day. In the past several years, the Bush administration has cast a lot of good doubt on liberal media myths like deforestation and global warming. And as a true patriotic American, I blindly follow what my wise elected leaders tell me. So on April 23rd, don't worry about what the hippie alarmists are saying and do what makes you feel good. Leave your lights on. Drive a Hummer. Pour oil on a duck. Remember, global warming is just a theory like evolution or the metric system. And come on, if the globe is so warm, why was it so cold this winter? In my opinion, the Earth's gotten a bit soft these past few years. What we need to do is slap it around a bit. Make Earth our bitch. What's the worst thing that can happen? We flood some cities and destroy the food chain? Learn to swim and eat fucking rocks, people. Swim and eat rocks. Happy Fuck the Earth Day.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark said it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow!
Laugh and taffy, bitch!
People get me angry here!
I want the dough! I want the dough!
Chicken tantrazzini!
What is the monkey house?
Get out!
Get out! Get out! Oh, my
okay, I think it stopped. We're going to be okay. Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday edition of DV. I have got a great fun program for you.
Fun.
No!
Fun.
Damn you, Rebecca Black!
Fun.
Okay, all right.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
That's right, you nincompoop. Yes, do have a great program for you. Let's kick things off with another piece of annoying audio. Here's the backstory. This guy apparently is having a bad day. His car is being towed because he failed to provide proof that he actually works for the company that the car is owned by or something like that. I guess it's a company car. He's supposedly allowed to use it, but he has failed to provide information or proof that he actually works for the company, so the tow truck is able to tow the car, I guess. I don't know.
What did you do to my car? What did you do to my car?
No!
What did you do to my car? This is illegal! Give me my car back! Please, somebody call the police! Please!
I love this guy. So the tow truck has managed to tow the car, basically, from the dude's driveway out onto the street. And that's where the tow truck is currently parked. And this very effeminate man is throwing himself on the car. Please! My car!
Please, somebody call the police on this guy!
I love that he's sort of out of breath.
Please, somebody call the police!
Please call the police!
Oh, this guy! Somebody help me!
Oh!
This is not even right! Somebody help me!
Somebody help me.
What?
Well, you're getting raped, you know what I mean? It's not like you're being assaulted on the street.
Why are you doing this? I have proof at my house when I work at the chiropractor.
I asked you for proof.
You didn't give me a chance to come
down! No, you said you were going to call the police on me.
Because you took my car and your driveway! I started to drive off with my car when I have proof that I work at
All right, so now a neighbor is getting involved. He just, I don't know if you could hear that or not, but he just asked, are you on this goddamn planet? Let's hear that again.
Are you on the planet?
I don't have the money to get off of the car. I don't have the money to get
off of the car. The man has
has a legal right to tell you. They're going to lock your eyes.
I have a feeling none of his neighbors like him. You know what I mean? Like, they're all coming out in support of the tow truck, which is rare.
The man has a legal...
People tend to hate tow truck drivers.
The man has a legal right.
It's like meter maids and shit.
The man has a legal right to tow this. They're going to lock your ass. They're going to lock your ass up as a cop kid here.
No, 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 no. All I hear is.
Hey! He's just
so now the guy, this is so great. He's trying to get this kid's attention who is wailing. So it goes like this. Just like, we're like pretend slapping him. Clapping his hands together. Hey! Try to snap him out of it. Come on.
Hey, he's got the legal right to do it.
We have a contract with that hospital there.
The hospital?
901 Dover.
There's no hospital there. There's a chiropractic office. That's it.
Well, whatever it is. 901 Dover called.
You want my number, please? I got it on video.
Hey, that's all right.
Why would the chiropractor call the tow company? This kid probably got fired. They want their car back.
All right, yeah. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Why are you doing this?
What's that?
A 51.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what that is,
Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't have the money for this. Why didn't you give me a chance to prove anything, dude? That's illegal.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal, dude.
I work there. How can you do that?
You didn't prove it to me.
I didn't even throw off with my car. I'm gonna call my lawyer then.
Call your lawyer.
This is ridiculous.
It's more
stupid fucking drop.
As of right now, it's $92. It's not $45 anymore.
No. Oh snap!
Oh, it's $55. I will go back to the work and I'll have them.
No, it's $92 because we're off property.
No. You drove because you sped away. I'm gonna get my lawyer on you guys.
Hey, get the lawyer. Get your lawyer, dude.
You guys do this all the time.
Get your lawyer. Actually, I'm gonna start a standby fee, so it's gonna be even more.
Tow truck driver's an asshole. I love him.
You're
making
this illegal, though.
No, it's
totally
legal, dude.
I work there. It's illegal. You're calling me out of my money when I work there.
You don't work there.
I do. Oh my! Why do you think that I live across the street there? I work there in the chiropractic office.
So that's a pretty weak defense. I live near there, so that means that I must work there.
I take files and do reports and all kinds of BS on clients.
All kinds of BS. All right.
Oh my god.
All right, calm down there, Nelly. Moving on, I've got some great cock-gagging audio. Now, the porn actress in this clip made a rookie mistake, and that would be eating a salad before the shoot. Oh.
Good job. Go, Aussie. Go. Face fuck.
She just puked. Give her a second to catch her breath, for Christ's sakes. Again, this is Jim. The porn director who couldn't even be nice when her purse got stolen.
That's baby. That's why we shouldn't have salads before gag factors.
Oh, shit.
You all right? What the hell just happened?
You just slipped all over the
spit.
Johnny, let's get somebody to clean that up with. I think we've learned an important lesson today. Don't eat a salad right before you face fuck.
Yes. I was so hungry, though. I didn't think that I might puke up after gagging on a gigantic cock.
Don't eat a salad right before you face fuck.
I'm hungry, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought a light
salad
would
what?
Be okay.
Why? It's still food in your stomach. You need an upchuck.
Okay. Pump it! Pump it! Face fuck! Go!
I love a couple things. One... this girl gets right back up on the cock. You know, even after she pukes 2-3 times, she's still willing to deep throat a dude. And then the other thing that I really enjoy is that even as she's puking, the director, Jim, goes, back up on that cock! Good, good, good! Like, this is what he wants.
Pump it! Pump it! Face fuck! Go! Go! Back in! Go! Face fuck!
Ugh. You can hear it splattering on the floor.
Yeah, that sounds a bad idea.
Wow.
Yeah. That last one was like a projectile vomit. Like something you'd find out of The Exorcist.
Yeah, that sounds a bad idea.
With salsa?
Wow. You know what I'm telling you? We're right to the adrenaline.
Oh, more puke. She can't stop. You hear that? I think the dude came in her mouth. That might have triggered some more vomiting.
That semen will make you puke.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Now, finally, before we get into the news, I've got yet another new U-tard. A bunch of U-tards have been popping up recently. This guy reminds me a lot of Chris Chan, although he hasn't done anything sexual. So what I want you guys to do is follow this dude on YouTube and pretend that you're a girl that and are interested in him and try to get him to do weird sex stuff, basically. All right, here is Tim Box.
Okay. Guys, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. It's just a suggestion. What if I could supervise and create a groundbreaking series of over 1,000 internet short videos?
Ambitious.
One that will portray the age of dinosaurs in a powerful and photorealistic... Dinosaurs in a powerful and photorealistic direct cinema style or cinema a la Natural Geographic Discovery Channel. The BBC show Planet Earth, which you can watch on the Discovery Channel here in the States. And even the opening half hour of Steven Spielberg's...
Yeah, this guy loves... like a lot of retards, this guy loves dinosaurs.
Saving Private Ryan about dinosaurs. Which could combine my love for dinosaurs with a pioneering effort to educate people, including internet users. Including those on YouTube... And even Retro Junk or so, by entertaining them with about 1,006 in fact based short videos on YouTube or so.
A specific number.
If using the latest scientific research
and advances in
robotics.
There are tons of videos here. A lot of them are about dinosaurs, but there are others about other things. I don't know.
Man, that perfume smells so good. Well, how can you... And who's responsible for smelling the perfume on me? Really?
I have no idea what this is. He's gone...
Well...
Insane.
I'll call you back, Dexter. But I'm gonna imitate that dinosaur call from Jurassic Park. Okay.
Oh, well, I guess it does sort of have something to do with dinosaurs. He managed to fit in Jurassic Park, so there you go. If you want to check him out, his YouTube channel is Bob the RBUF or something. Bob the RBuff. You know what? I'll just put it on today's show notes. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. I know a lot of you guys have been getting your refund taxes back from the government, from doing your taxes. Why not use that and sign up for the Sideshow? Support the program. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did a very fun exclusive show. Rebecca Black, it was fun! Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Don't forget, lifetime memberships are still available as well, so you'll never have to worry about reoccurring charges. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here for some... We kick things off here with a healthy dose of stupidity. A new blood-inspired perfume may soon have an ideal group of early adopters. That's right. Last week, a pair of Italian entrepreneurs, Antonio Zudis and Giovanni Castelli, debuted Blood Concept, a provocative fragrance line based on the four major human blood types, A, B, AB, and O. While the line forgoes incorporating actual blood, the Italian duo nonetheless claim that each scent is evocative of the blood type it represents. Are you shitting me? How could you even tell what the difference is between the blood? They all look and smell the same, right? Blood Concept is just a celebration of human life through an interpretation of its evolutionary process, Zudis said. To be more accurate, it's an interpretation of the evolution of our most important element, the blood in our veins. In keeping with the hematic theme, the 4 cents come in 1.35-ounce vials with red droppers, and the website includes background images of swirling blood. While the Milan-based designers concede that blood concepts may make some squeamish, they maintain their perfume have nothing to do with bloodlust. No splatter, no vampires, Zuda said. Not so fast. Let's check in with a couple vampires. He has a 32-year-old Atlanta man named Murticus, who self-identifies himself as a vampire, intends to sample the fragrance line. A founding member of the Atlanta Vampire Alliance, ooh, or AVA for those in the know, and Vampire Community News. I gotta guess it's the only vampire-related newspaper in America. Murticus favors O positive as his drink of choice. As for which scent he'd prefer to wear or detect on a donor, he's keeping an open mind. He says, I find the black cherry, pomegranate, and patchouli infusions of B and the raspberry, rose hips, and birch infusions of O equally intriguing. Hopefully I'll be able to sample them in the flesh soon. An antique dealer by day, he plants... A vampire antique dealer, really? An antique dealer by day... Faggot. He plans to travel to Italy in September, where he may drop by the Blood Concept offices and pick up a few vials. Meredith Warner says she has a hard time believing that vampires would go for such a gimmick. She's a vampirist and author of Vampire Taxonomy. I don't know what that means. It's cheesy. It's chintzy, she said in a phone interview. It's not their style. I can't imagine a real vampire would be enticed by fake blood. In fact, if they detected the scent of it, it might make you more of a target for a mercy killing. Right? Warner admitted, though, that Blood Concept was a brilliant idea, adding that, according to the mythology of the HBO vampire series True Blood, vampires turn to synthetic blood when there's none of the real stuff. True Blood, of course, is fictional. Not like the real vampires out there. Come on, now. Wearing a designer scent like Blood Concept could help soften a vampire's image and add a little primal vigor at the same. Fragrance O harkens back to the beginnings of humankind, Zuda said, when we were all lonely hunters and had... stop it. So stupid. Whether or not the blood-inspired perfume meets Murticus's expectations, he could at least take comfort in knowing that one ingredient will not be found in any of the scents. That happens to be garlic. Ba-dump, bump. All right, second story we have for you today. So stupid. Authorities say a Philadelphia woman gave new meaning to the phrase dirty diapers. 24-year-old Jennifer Young was arrested for allegedly using a newborn baby's diaper to smuggle drugs to her boyfriend in jail. It's unconfirmed whether she is the mother of the baby. Police say they received a tip on Young and possible contraband. Prison guards closely watched Young when she visited her boyfriend Randy Sanchez on April 9th. That sounds like a sex term, doesn't it? Gave her a Randy Sanchez. Police say that Young placed the baby on Sanchez's lap and that Sanchez was seen pulling something from the baby's diaper. Shit. When a prison guard approached the couple, police say that Sanchez dropped a rubber glove on the floor that contained 5 Xanax and 4 Suboxone pills. I don't know. Both Young and Sanchez were then taken into custody. Sanchez was already in custody. Police say that Young admitted to smuggling the drugs using the baby and that it was the second time they had done so. Police say that Sanchez admitted to asking Young to bring the drugs and that he planned to use the Xanax pills while selling the others. Police searched Young's car, where they found a latex glove with no fingers and prescription bottles with Xanax. Young appeared for a preliminary arraignment on April 10th and was released on $25,000 unsecured bail. Sanchez is scheduled for an April 27th preliminary hearing in Upper Darby. He's been confined since an earlier March 14th arrest, so there you go. And finally today, this story comes from Washington. Gabby Rodriguez would worry whenever anyone asked to touch her baby bump. It wasn't because she felt shy or embarrassed. It was because the bulge, fashioned from wire mesh and cotton quilt batting, didn't actually contain a baby. Dun, dun, dun. For the past 6.5 months, the bulk of her senior year, the 17-year-old A student faked her own pregnancy. That bitch. Only a handful of people, her mother, boyfriend, and principal among them, knew Gabby was pretending to be pregnant for her senior project. Her teacher and fellow students, except for her best friend, didn't realize they were part of a social experiment. Neither did six of her seven siblings, really? Including four older brothers, her boyfriend's parents, and his five younger brothers and sisters. At times, I just wanted to take it off and be done, she says. I didn't want to go through with this anymore. The topic of her presentation, stereotypes, rumors, and statistics. Teenagers tend to live in the shadows of these elements, she says. Before taking off her fake baby belly in front of the entire student body, Gabby told her audience, many things were said about me, many things traveled all the way back to me. Then, she asked several students and teachers to read statements from 3x5 cards, quotes people actually said about her during the course of her experiment. Her best friend, Saida Cortez, a 17-year-old senior who was sitting in the front row, read card number 3. Quote, her attitude is changing, and it might be because of the baby, or she was always this annoying and I never realized it. Things grew quiet in the gym as more and more quotes were read aloud. Then Gabby dropped her bomb. I'm fighting against those stereotypes and rumors because the reality is I'm not pregnant. Dun, dun, dun. So if you're in high school and you see one of your classmates is pregnant, punch her really hard in the stomach just to make sure, because I don't trust anyone anymore, and neither should you. Oh, very gassy today. Some Cajun shrimp, I think, is coming up. All right, in essence, she gave up her senior year. The principal said she sacrificed her senior year to find out what it would be like to be a potential teen mom. I admire her courage. I admire her blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck cares? Gabby plans on going to college. She's also also going to present her research to a board of community members in May. It'll include photos and videos from Wednesday's assembly. I keep fumbling over these words because I simply don't care about this story. And Gabby still needs to finish writing her report, but by revealing the project to students Wednesday, she can go on her English class trip to Oregon, woo, without her baby belly. She also didn't want to be pregnant for the prom, so there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Member Spider. Hey, I have a request. Can you try and find Blood Play Sextastic Tuesday and read it? If you can't find anything, I'd be more than happy to write a story since I'm somewhat of a author.
Right. I'm sure there are Blood Play stories out there, right? Has anyone run across them? If so, email me. I'll try to look myself.
Hey, Tim, it's Fleshy Fucker, Madam Kansas. And my least favorite thing every week is Sextastic Tuesday. But last week, it was badass. I think you kind of fixed it for me. Having a lot of stories that are really short.
Oh, you like that better?
Really,
huh?
Badass, because it's like the writers have these really delicious terms, like,
yeah, they get in and get out. They get right into the sex and then use all their creative terms, and then they punch out.
That her vagina was festering, and that the man breasts were hanging. Yes. and they just dropped that.
Yeah, I'll try to find some more short stories. Maybe we'll start doing that, like 3 or 4 shorter stories.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Sideshow Member Snatch Weasel here. Hey, the freeloading faggots won't have any idea what I'm talking about, but on the Tuesday, April 5th extended portion of the show, you played a piece of audio that I've made it through bunny crushes and all that good shit, no problem. I fucking love it, actually. But the audio of that dude drinking piss straight from the tap was so crisp and clear.
I know.
It made me throw up a little bit in my mouth. So I gotta say, bravo to you, sir. That was fucking awesome.
That's right. Coming. Just another reason to sign up for the Sideshow. Crisp, clear piss audio.
Hey, Tim. This is Vince from Washington.
Hi, Vince.
Sideshow freak here.
Where?
I listened to your show for the last 2 years, and then I had a quit listening because my job wouldn't let me use the iPod anymore, so it's been about 9 months.
Aww.
But then I listened to your new shows, and I gotta tell you, man, you've really lost your production value. You used to listen to bits all the way through, you used to play a lot of good audio. Now you just show little segments of clips and little segments of audio, and that's it.
You like the longer form when I actually spend 10 minutes on one clip. I always thought that people like more smaller pieces of audio, but maybe I should start doing longer pieces again. I don't know. The first 10 minutes of the show just devote to one piece of audio.
Jim, this is loyal Sideshow listener, San Diego Sean.
I just had an idea for a new movie, and I thought that I'd give you the first idea to produce it. I want to do a remake of Die Hard, and instead of getting some, some stubby action star to do play John McClane, that's been done before. My idea is to hire Corky from Life Goes On to play John McCain.
Yeah, Corky would really spruce up any film.
Hey, Tim, Tone Down Sean here. Hey, I just got finished listening to one of the shows where somebody called in complaining about the intro. Here's what I think you need to do. Every time somebody calls in to complain about something, I think you really need to listen to them very carefully. You know, like if he complains that he doesn't want to hear Raymond 14 in the intro, well, you need to make an intro with just Raymond 14 playing.
Oh, I see.
Whatever they complain about, just fucking do it and make it more fucking annoying.
That'll teach you to call in and complain.
You, Tim, Sideshow Freak, Dr. Barry Badtouch, freelance pediatric oncologist, and I've got a little riddle for you.
Okay.
I apologize if you've already heard it by the time you play this voicemail, but maybe some of the other freaks will get a good laugh out of it. Anyways, here we go. How much cocaine did Charlie Sheen do?
How much?
Answer. Enough to kill 2.5 men. Jagoo.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that one. It's kind of funny.
Hey, Tim. This is an underage listener here from Colorado. I'm just saying that my 17th birthday is on Monday, April the 11th, and I'm super excited when you're closer to being a Sideshow member. Anyway, I just gotta say I love the show. I've been listening for around 2 years now, and I don't know, I've loved everything, even the Bunny Crush videos, so...
Yeah, good for you.
I just gotta say, good job, Tim. Bye.
Look at that. A real lady freak. An underage lady freak.
And Timmy Moo! This is the boy that he got Batman 16! I'm calling. There you... Love you.
Yes, I know.
And you should let your mother be the guest host of the show.
Yeah, I haven't called
Honestly,
mom
Tim,
recently.
That would be awesome. She doesn't have to do the whole 30 minutes. She could do 5 or 10. Listen to 1 or 2 audio beats.
Oh, God.
Read 1 or 2 news and answer like 5 or 6 voicemails.
That might be a good idea. I never thought to have my mom... in on some of the audio that I play. That might be kind of funny.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Moto Job here. I want to tell you a quick story.
About that little bullshit you pulled with the mayonnaise
yes.
the other day. I think I called last week, told you a story about slapping my wife.
Oh, I remember you.
So you know I'm
I
a
knew
cop.
I liked you.
Anyway, I was listening... into that on my iPod while I was on patrol, and I just hit play. I had it down my console where my radio's at, so you know where this is going. And I got behind a car that threw something out the window, and I hit my blue lights, and we've gone around a curve, and before. I could reach down to try to turn off my iPod and try to turn off that, what was it, like 15 minutes of mayonnaise. My iPod slid down between and my radio and the console, and this guy took off. So I'm sitting here hauling ass down this winding ass back side road, and I had my siren going. And I'm trying to key
it's up. It's a high-speed chase with mayonnaise, mayonnaise, mayonnaise as your soundtrack.
On my microphone to tell my dispatch that I was in a pursuit. And I'm trying to get a copy of the 911. Because everything is recorded.
Right.
I mean, at our dispatch center or at the 911 center. And I'm trying to get a tape of this. But when I keyed up, all you can hear in the background... is mayonnaise, mayonnaise, mayonnaise. My cell phone started ringing. And I'm sitting here, and my cell phone ringing, mayonnaise saying over and over and over in the background. Got the siren going, and this cocksucker is steadily running from me.
Did you get him?
I had to key up a little. I was trying to do everything I could not to have to key up and tell. But you have to tell, if you turn onto a side road, if something else happens. Well, the next time I keyed up, not the very next time, it's anyway, a couple of times later, all you can hear is, Tim Henson reeks of anus. Well, needless to say, I got a phone call. I've got a phone call from every superior officer so far except for the sheriff. You know, now I'm calling in, I believe this is the 6th. So, you know, I've been meaning to call in for a while now. But I hadn't gotten a phone call from the sheriff yet, so I guess, you know, as long as that doesn't come, I guess I'm just fine.
Yeah, but you anyway, should be okay. The start of you ruining lives.
Timothy James, Tiffany Mann, Dingo Henson, his brother, O'Pair of the Cracksacular Church. You know, when the United States acquired Florida from Spain, we pretty much took it from them for nothing. Maybe they actually knew what they were getting into when they pretty much gave Florida to us.
They didn't want it.
Holy shit, Tim, this is the king of all black people. Calling about the February 6th show, or I'm sorry, the fucking April 6th show.
Okay.
Holy fuck, that is an old clip that you played at the beginning. I haven't thought about the fucking Blood Jackal in years. That was fucking awesome, man.
Yes,
that's some funny ass shit. Yeah, more Blood Jackal, bro.
I know. The Blood Jackal. Posting the news. So stupid. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's no God.
Please, somebody call the police on this guy. Somebody help me.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye!